going. And earmuffs
on. You can
on.
Have it if you want.
All right, welcome everybody. We're watching Some Kind of Wonderful today. And everybody get on your scene selection page. Main title, here we go. One, two, three, go. Does it work? It's going. Okay, mountain.
It's go. The mountain with the stars.
Okay, now, Marie and Monica are here with us again. That's loud, huh?
Yeah.
And you girls, thank you for coming back, even though I'm coming to your house today.
No problem. Our pleasure.
You were just talking. What were you guys talking about?
I was just talking about the last time I saw this, and it's been probably 10 years now. And I saw it on TV. I can't even think what channel it was, which
weird,
I never see it on TV now.
Yeah. But it was like half your lifetime ago.
It's true.
And I have seen it a lot more recently. I saw it like just 3 years ago, I think it was. But it was also on TV. But I remember it being on TV all the time.
I watched this yesterday.
You did?
I watched it with the director's commentary.
You watched the whole thing?
I spaced it out over a couple of days. And I fell asleep to it, too.
So you just watched it at night?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. But anyway, so this is great. Okay, do you know what I love about this movie? I said before, right, that I liked this movie better than Pretty in Pink.
Right.
Which a lot of people think is crazy, mostly for scenes like this, which is awesome. but also, I really love the music. This particular song is actually not on the soundtrack. It's a piece by Propaganda, this European band, obviously, you know, European electro pop Propaganda.
Okay.
And it has words and everything. It's kind of funny because like a year ago, I bought the video works of Anton Corbin, this video director, who's directing that movie about New Order that's coming out that I'm excited to see. And the first song on there is actually this song, and it has words and everything. And I'm like, it blew my mind because the whole time I thought this song was just the score to Some Kind of Wonderful. But it's actually by this group called Propaganda, and this isn't on the soundtrack, because I own the soundtrack, too. That's what I meant to bring. I meant to bring the soundtrack. Talk about the soundtrack a little bit.
I thought I had it, but...
Yeah, this particular song isn't on the soundtrack, and there's another song that's not on the soundtrack, too. But this one, I think, is really 80s sounding. That's a really big difference between Pretty in Pink and this movie. I think Pretty in Pink is a lot more of an 80s movie. Would anybody else agree with that?
No, I would. Yeah, it's like... Definitely. What you think of Pretty in Pink when you think of the 80s.
Yeah. This one, the 80s style is a little bit more toned down.
Yeah.
Even though Craig Sheffer's jacket there is just awesome. Totally awesome. So, also, one thing I kind of regret about Pretty in Pink is that the Pretty in Pink, we cracked open my Pretty in Pink DVD last week. And that's the first time I've really, really used it and watched it. Because I'm used to watching my VHS copy of Pretty in Pink.
Oh.
And my favorite thing about my VHS copy of Pretty in Pink is it shows a preview for Some Kind of Wonderful before the movie.
Oh, does it really? That's
yeah,
awesome.
And it's mostly just Watts drumming. and it's sweet. It's just this tiny little teaser. It doesn't even show her face. It just has like her arms drumming and
I
everything.
I would have thought her arms would be more buff drumming.
I guess not. Apparently, she just learned drums just for this movie.
Oh, she really
And
did
she really did.
To...
She, like, took lessons. For
oh, excuse me. Were those Garbage Pail Kids cards?
Those were Garbage Pail
I
Kids.
I had those.
Really? Which ones did you have? It's funny. My friend... I just cleaned up some in my room. Just
Garbage
the other day.
Pail
Garbage Pail Kids, yeah. They were willed to me, and I'm not sure what I should do with them. Should I sell them, I guess? But they were gifted to me, so I feel bad.
Well, you could see how much they go for.
Yeah. That was also Candace Cameron that we saw.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Her best role ever.
Did anybody hear... Well, girl, I wouldn't think. But parents doing research for colleges? Like, parents reading through the pamphlets? Anybody?
Have I heard of that happening?
Well, no, it didn't happen to us.
Oh, it happened with me.
It did?
Yeah, Mom totally, like, filled out my application.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and I know a lot of friends, just kids who aren't really into college. I've heard of parents, like, really pushing it and doing the work for them. So this isn't too off.
I don't think my mom wanted me to really leave town.
Which you didn't.
Which I didn't, yeah. So my mom didn't do the research. Mm. I think you've mostly, especially in movies, from, you know, because that's the way I understand real life is through movies, but like 10 Things I Hate About You, it's mm-hmm. it's usually the kids who do the research because mm-hmm. it's the kids who want to leave.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and there are tons of kids whose parents want them to leave. They're like, oh, get out of here.
You
know, my
right. You see both scenarios all the time.
This girl does a very good job about being a very annoying little sister.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, I watched the making of this movie yesterday. And while she was trying out for this role, I guess her mom died. Her mom, like, got sick, went into the hospital, and, like, pretty much the last thing they talked about was how excited her mom was that she's gonna probably get this part in this movie.
Aww.
And so she said it was really, you know, it was kind of weird because she's plays such the biggest brat in the show, but you know the actress told this really touching story of how she and her mom bonded over the making of this movie.
This is Candace Cameron's finest hour.
I must say.
You know what I just realized? There's no way to see what chapter we're on. So we can't start it and stop it in the middle of the movie and have two little files. So it's just going to be one big long file that wouldn't be able to fit on one audio CD, which is my goal. I wanted to break it up, you know, because these files are going to be huge.
We can guess.
Well, we can't guess. We can't guess back on the way in.
Oh.
Well, no, I guess we can. But then that would cut off what we talked about, something that we've already talked about. We can just have one file. That's no problem.
All right.
We'll see if anybody minds. Oh, let me ask all my subscribers right now. So do you mind if we do
that? It's okay.
Okay. So she didn't do anything after Full House, did she?
She did I'm Bulimic movie. I Was Gang-Raped movie.
Oh, did she?
Yes.
On like Lifetime.
Yes, yes. And then she married a Canadian hockey player.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. This is a real mini, huh?
Yeah.
Like, this is the real thing. It's not like the...
It's a pearl.
It's not the poser minis that we see today. What do you think of those shoes?
Like, quite interesting.
Like rhinestones.
What about the scrunched up socks?
That's how I have my
John
socks.
John loves those because he wears those on a daily basis.
People make fun of me for having long socks that I scrunch up.
I don't.
You don't. People.
People.
Other girls, mostly. One girl in particular mm-hmm. that I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
So, has anyone seen an interview with Mary Stuart Masterson?
No. I don't know what she's like.
Because I'm wondering, all the roles that I've seen her in, I mean, with the exception of that weirdo...
Tomatoes?
No.
Benny and June?
She did great in that, by the way.
Okay, she seems to like playing the tomboyish, like,
mm-hmm.
more manly character.
Right, so, and you know what? A lot of people say Some Kind of Wonderful is kind of a metaphor for coming out.
Huh.
This movie, because, you know, the best friend who was there all along.
Uh-huh.
The guyish best friend.
No, but she loves him.
Yeah.
So how would that be her coming out?
Well, it's she's a metaphor, kind of like the... it's she's representing like his idea of like a guy, you know, because she's a tomboy, and so they can't come out and say like the filmmakers couldn't come out and say, oh look, you know, he's gay, but they had to like mix it up with the whole, you know, throwing in the tomboy symbolism. Oh, and then he just said, oh, you're a lesbian.
Oh, that's right.
And just, like, throwing in little things.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure the filmmakers have denied that. It's just kind of like one of those gay community things they latch on. Kind of like Bridge to Terabithia, the book Bridge to Terabithia. They said, same kind of thing, guy and a girl, but, you know, she was like a tomboy, and so it's like represents, like, having feelings for your best friend.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, wait, listen to this. This one doesn't count. Oh, we missed it. Okay, we missed an F word.
Oh, really?
And if
Do they only have one in this movie?
They did. I thought. I didn't realize it until I saw it yesterday. He says the F word, but it's really subtle, and I never noticed it before. And so I think it doesn't count. Kind of like in Pretty in Pink, we caught the one that didn't count last time, remember?
Right.
Were those nudie cards?
Those were nudie cards, yeah.
Okay, but they were playing cards, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I stumbled across some of those. I was at a friend's house for a slumber party.
Uh-huh.
And she was going through something. I don't know what she was trying to get to. But she opens this box and her dad totally had those cards and we were all horrified.
Oh my God.
We were like, yeah, it was bad.
Wow.
That poor little girl.
I love how he said, those were a gift from your wife. And the guy takes them in. The authority figure takes him in and he's like, why are you taking me in? What'd I do?
Mm-hmm.
He totally... Oh, Greg Sheffer. Okay, now, who's the better villain? Hardy Jens or Steph in Pretty in Pink?
Oh, I would say
who's
Steph.
More evil?
Steph.
Who's more evil?
Yeah. Because this guy gives some pretty good... He's a little bit more overtly evil. Steph is a little bit more... kind of laid-back evil.
I would say Steph is the more evil of the two, just because he's more, like, maniacal, like, mind-game-playing evil. This guy's just a bully.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see some mind games he pulls.
Hmm.
We'll see some mind games.
I haven't seen this in a while, yeah.
So I guess your dad never went to school to talk to the guidance counselor.
See, this
no, that
is
was
weird.
Always my mother.
Yeah.
Which my mother did have to do.
I love this coming up. Oh no, not that line. Okay, sorry. Wait for it. Do we miss it? I think we were talking.
What?
When he said, she goes, oh, he wants to go to an art school. Yeah, we missed it. He wants to go to an art school, and the dad goes, well, if he goes to an art school, what's he qualified to do?
Hmm.
And I always think, art?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, isn't it obvious? I mean, how dense is this guy? He's obviously working class.
It's 80s.
You do
it's
art. I still find this kind of horrifying. I mean, I'm 30 years old, and if my mom interrupted me in a public place like this, I'd scream. See if we can measure how big her mouth is.
Yeah.
That's like an inch on our tiny screen.
I don't know about screaming, though. I think that's a little ridiculous.
Yeah, that's over the top.
But she's just a psycho teenager.
Yeah.
See, I love this. Trust is the basis of every relationship. The skeezy line I love saying. Oh, do we know who that is? That's Chyna Phillips.
It
oh,
is?
From Wilson Phillips.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is.
It is?
She does not look cute
right
there.
She's in this. She doesn't have any lines in this movie. I guess that's why she decided to become a pop star.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now here come the mind games. Look how low his shirt is, just like Steph.
Yeah.
Look how ridiculous. Look at that little hoe. She runs away because she knows what she's doing is ridiculous.
That one thing of hair in his head, that's so cool. Now here comes the story.
So messed up.
See, not only does he, kind of get far with another girl, but he gives her the same speech
mm-hmm.
he gave the other girl.
What's the ring? Did he just give her a new piece of jewelry or
something?
Oh, gosh.
Some kind of, I don't know if in the 80s people did the promise ring thing, but like that's on her marriage hand. So, does she have a, like, hairpiece? Because that's a lot of hair.
I was about to ask if she had a butt chin. She kind of totally does a little. She does a little on certain shots. She does. Yeah,
like there toward in the light when the light hits it, kind of.
I saw a very unfortunate butt chin the other night. It was quite drastic.
Where?
I can't say.
I'll tell you later. Unfortunate butt chin.
You.
So Monica can't know.
No, Monica can know. Maybe the subscribers have butt chins. Maybe I should stop talking about it.
Yeah, okay.
You're offending 10,000s of people.
I'm just saying I'd probably go and get that fixed.
So I think, you know, this has the same problem as most other teen movies where the girl who's not supposed to be cute, I think, looks great. I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
Oh, no, no, she's cute, yeah, like, even as a tomboy, she's really cute.
Yeah, I think, even with that short hair, I still think she's cute, which is weird.
Well, she usually has short hair, Mary Stuart Masterson.
She's one of those people. Not all girls can pull it off.
Yeah.
You want to start a book club with her? My favorite line after he said it has nothing to do with sex. The song we're hearing is one of my favorites on the soundtrack. By just like one guy. I can't remember his name, but I think he's like the singer from the Buzzcocks, some old punk band, I think. Pete Shelley, is that his name? I think his name is Pete Shelley. Okay, now this movie's trying to remedy the problem with Pretty in Pink that made it too much of a big deal between rich and poor.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, you know, the person of desire is just another poor person, but she runs with the rich.
Right.
And for some reason, I don't think it's ever explained, but all the main characters are Rolling Stones references. Like Watts, like a drummer named Watts. And Keith Richards and Amanda Jones is a Rolling Stones song.
Oh, hmm.
I don't know if that has it. I think they just threw it in. It's not like this movie has anything to do with Rolling Stones besides, you know, they threw the...
No, so are you saying they did do that on purpose?
I'm pretty sure they did.
They
but
would
just,
have had to.
But
that's
just for fun.
Coincidence, yeah.
It's not like the old, like they wanted to make a point about the Rolling Stones in the making of this movie.
Hmm.
By the way, that line she just said.
You can't judge a book by its cover, but you can tell how much it's going
to
cost.
I remember listening to that when I was quite young, and I remember loving that.
I know.
Even when I was small, I was like,
and
holy totally true.
I'm glad you brought it up. I wanted to mention that.
I love that. I think,
Watts is, it's funny. She's full of great, you know, witty proverbs throughout the movie. See, she should have gotten together with Ducky, I think.
Oh, yeah, they would have been a great
couple. That would have been cute. Look, there's that clown from Pretty in Pink back there in the mural.
Are you being serious?
Well, look, it looks just
well,
like, I don't
does,
know if it is.
It does look just like it.
Yeah, I think I think that's it. Oh, another favorite party
See,
line.
That's just like so ridiculous. Why would a girl?
That is crazy.
John, would you be able to talk to me like that?
I'd try, but I know you'd like smack me. I wouldn't be
you'd
able to get
try.
Very far.
Why would you try? That's not true. You wouldn't talk to me like that. I just think that's awful.
Ooh, another great line. Keep your eyes and your mind off my property.
Oh, I know. How horrible. Well, she's embarrassed right now, but she still stays with him.
I know. She's obviously disgusted. She's not brainwashed.
The cycle of abuse. Okay. So at that point, you get out of the car and you walk.
Okay. Now, Hardy was all suave until this. He gives him a $20 bill and says that's 10 for the gas and 10 for the look. So what he's saying is he just paid Keith to look at his girlfriend.
Yeah. That line never made sense.
Doesn't make sense. Hardy's not that bright. We never see him attend classes. Of course, I don't know where Keith was hiding that dipstick the whole time. According to the commentary, the guy said that was when the test audience just cheered.
Uh-huh.
And he was so happy because, oh, great, we're with Keith.
Yeah.
The crowd is with Keith.
Yeah.
But strangely, the more I watch this movie, the more I think Keith is a psycho. Mm-hmm. Completely crazy. Just nuts.
What would that do, taking the dipstick out?
It wouldn't do anything. It just wouldn't... He just wouldn't be able to check his oil, right? Yeah. I think. I don't know anything about cars. But and this is interesting. You never see Keith in class. He's just kind of hanging out. He's just staring at Amanda.
Do you think they're his age? Do you think he's actually their age? He should be in school?
Yeah, I mean, he's a high school student.
Oh, see, yeah.
Is he not a high school student?
No, he is, because his dad's trying to get him into...
Oh, that's true. Yeah. But you know what? That's totally true. Did you guys not know of someone who did that? I had someone in high school who was never in class. Yeah. He was just driving around with his friends. And it was like, what in the world? And most of the time, they were jocks.
Oh, yeah.
And so they got, like, these permissions to leave class whenever. It just, infuriating.
You know, it's funny you should say that, because that's one of the reasons I love taking art classes, because, you know, we're all working on art, and usually art teachers are way cooler. And you know, I did that a couple times where I'd ask my teacher, you know, because I was the good kid in art class. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, can I just take off? My art teacher's like, oh, yeah, sure, go ahead. As long as you get your big project done that I worked, you know, like 25 hours on. And that's Keith, you know, he's the art kid. You never see his teachers, you never see him in a class. You just see him in the art studio doing his work.
Why did he have to actually do something bad? Why couldn't he just show up to detention? They don't care. Just walk in.
Yeah.
You know?
Why would they care? You can't be here.
Exactly.
I feel I need to learn something. I need to build some character. I don't know. You're right. He probably should have done that. Now he can't get into college.
Uh-oh. The quiver lip. Or the lip quiver.
Did anybody see Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? The first one.
Yep. Not TMNT.
Not the cartoon that's out now. But yeah, Duncan, the skinhead, is. Mm-hmm. I guess he's Casey Jones, and I guess he's a big highlight of the movie, mm-hmm. huh? That's what I hear. I never saw it though. I'd like to see it because he's so good in this movie. He's just awesome.
And that he's foolish enough that she would actually go through with it, you know? People like that get out of
crap. She's a hot girl. She's the only girl. I love when Duncan says, it's your mother's house and we're all having a party. That's on my original website, on the intro page, that was the page title. Welcome to your mama's house. It said that on the top of the screen.
Nice.
And I based it on this movie, Some Kind of Wonderful.
That is sick that she's flirting with him.
Hey, she's a poor girl. It's just like Les Miserables, you know? Do what you can in high school atmosphere.
Never seen it.
Which line doesn't... Like, how she could she get... Apparently that line was actually scripted before they cast the bald guy, where she's like, oh, all the girls love what you do with your hair. Like, what could he possibly do with his hair? He's bald. Nice jacket, though. What do you think of that jacket?
Yeah,
and I have that tie.
It's pretty sweet.
How many times? I think Eric Stoltz went to study the William Shatner method of acting for this movie.
Which is?
Do you know what kind of a guy Hardy is? Obviously. I mean, G makes sense, because it's very obvious that he's a horrible man. Mm-hmm. But... she's with him, so what are we gonna do?
See, again, I really don't like that. Maybe it's unfair to say, but I don't like that when they're throwing around love like that. I'm in love with her. She doesn't even talk to you. Like,
yeah.
You don't know her. I'm in love.
Too bad Watts is in love with a fool.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you said that William Shatner statement, I can totally see
it's ruined.
Like, how he talks. And
yeah, when I was a kid, the first time I watched this, and you know I've watched this several times, it wasn't obvious to me that Watts liked him. Like, when are we supposed to know that Watts likes him? Are we supposed to just know right off the bat?
Because
it seems kind of obvious now. Like, the way she acts. But, you know, being as a person who hasn't seen this for the first time in so long, I don't know when it's obvious. I mean, if you know the conventions of cinema, then I think it's obvious.
Maybe it's that scene that's coming up pretty soon with the kiss. It's pretty obvious there.
That's not coming up for a little while.
Really?
Yeah. It's that's actually right before the date.
Oh, so it is a little while.
Yeah.
They have a couple girl shower scenes in
Flashdance?
In this movie.
Yeah. Oh, I was supposed to give a shout out to Flashdance whenever we saw the welding scene on the intro of this. Yeah.
Based movie. On Flashdance.
Yeah.
Amazingly, now it's a guy who welds.
Mm-hmm.
So, you girls get dressed like this, right? When you're in the, like, when you're at the gym?
In high school, not at the gym.
Well,
you know the unfortunate stories of my gym issues. But,
But, I mean, do you pose like that, combing your hair?
Some girls.
Before you put on all your clothes.
Some girls do.
Some girls
I
do.
Did not. Yeah. Some girls do.
And Watts is like,
see, the thing with Watts is that Watts has a fine body.
She's got a fine body.
So it's like,
and
you know,
tell even when she's supposed to be looking like she doesn't.
Right.
That's why she had to tuck in her shirt or something.
Yeah.
Okay, now, girl, is she like naked right now? Because it doesn't show. I've kind of imagined her naked, you know, like that's how she
or
threatens her.
Or maybe she's in a towel.
I think she's in a towel.
It's just because it obviously doesn't show her from below there. And so I think, and so that's her way of threatening her. She's standing there totally naked. Are you wearing boys underpants? But I think it's dorky it's not dorky that Watts wears boys underpants. It's dorky that she tucks in her t-shirt into her boys underpants.
Yeah, that's weird.
I mean, come on, Watts. As a fellow boxer wearer, sometimes. I mean, you know better. Look, they're at the Gateway Mall.
Mm-hmm.
There's Amanda. That's China Phillips, one line.
Oh, that's her
there's
one line.
There's Amanda.
What is up with her? That's messed up.
She's persistent, China, but she knows when to walk away. She's a great chess player. See, now things... Maybe things would have just worked out if Keith didn't walk up right here. Maybe she could have just broken up, and she could have been standing alone and, you know, done her thing without Keith, but maybe not.
Because
she doesn't really come to the... She never really comes to the... Oh, did you see that smirk she gave him?
Mm-hmm.
Ice cold. Beautiful, beautiful. So what do we think of Amanda's style? You don't really notice it too much in this scene, but... For the most part, she's all business. Shoulder pads.
That's just how it was. Though.
But yeah, she doesn't really seem like, you know, like, oh my gosh. I don't know, even back then, I don't know what guy would be like, oh my gosh, she wears that dress suit so hard off.
Well, she's wearing a miniskirt.
Not so much in this one, but the miniskirt really helps, I'll tell you.
Well, all through the movie, don't they have her in little miniskirts?
I think so.
But, yeah.
Usually her blouses are just really...
Her friends really are the ones. The girl with the snooty,
curly hair?
The snooty girl with the little Jeep or sidekick or whatever it is she drives.
She's in Election.
Yeah, like, look at that. Like, she's, like, dressed like she's 35.
She's wearing Ducky's bolo.
Yeah.
She is.
Is that Ian Ziering?
Ian Ziering was, like, how old when this movie was made?
Only, like, 28.
That's true. He's older than I think. Another person who doesn't have any lines in this movie is the mom.
I know, she has nothing. May as well have had a, like, single father thing. Because mom, like, Laura Bush doesn't have anything.
Laura Bush.
Oh, butt chin.
Yep.
Have we dropped the butt chin thing?
It's unfortunate.
Should we spot them all from now on?
It's very unfortunate.
Well, Stoltz is, like, really prominent.
He's got, like, a superhero.
It's almost like it's worse when it's a chick.
Laura Bush. Oh, Sister's best line is coming up. So I assume Melanie wasn't like this when you girls were in high school.
No.
She wasn't into the scene. She didn't see. This was me. I was the little brother. I was trying to live my life through my brothers. Because, you know, I mean, I was in elementary school and my brothers were in high school, and I noticed they had tons of friends. Some of them girls, and I was just like, I'll never have friends. I'll never have like co-ed parties, and I'll never have more than five people over to my house at once. And so I really was really envious of my brothers. They just seemed like the coolest guys, and I just wanted to know what was going on in high school. I was so envious of them.
Yeah, well, you think you just missed the line. The girl is sex.
No.
That's not it?
That's a great line. The girl is sex.
I had a roommate who was nicknamed Pure Sex.
Uh-huh. Pure Sex Jen.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. Any fool can get into a college, but only a precious few can say the same about Amanda Jones. Am I wrong? Isn't it obvious? Everybody knows who Amanda Jones is.
Well, and also that I would say, yes, you're wrong. Obviously, she is open for business for whoever treats her like crap.
Uh-huh. Look like without skin. She probably... That's horrible. I mean, can you imagine what she actually looks like with that mullet braid?
Mm-hmm. He looks like Robert De Niro.
A little bit.
Robert De Niro and Frankenstein. I love how, like, he and Duncan are just... best buds right now, when just like yesterday he was totally insulting Watts.
Well, that's what detention does to people. Mm-hmm. John brings them together.
That's pretty
Bondi,
cool.
Look, just like doing their drawings.
They can make a whole movie like that's pretty much the Breakfast Club. So by the way, he said, okay, dang it, I'm getting backed up here. He said guat. Anybody who messes with a guat like Jen's like that, what's a guat? G-W-A-T, guat. You guys know what that?
No.
Okay, I have no idea what that insult means. But then, other favorite line of the movie, this buzz kid. Do you want me to kiss you or fill you up or anything? That's another one of my favorite pickup lines. It's only you worked like twice, maybe. Maybe. Okay, I've never said it, but... And here's another allusion to her lesbianism. My mom's a plumber. Did we watch that Amazing Stories with these two in? There's an Amazing Stories with Mary Stuart Masterson and this guy, where they were classmates and he did her homework because he liked her.
No.
And Christopher Lloyd, you know, they like was their teacher and they hated him and they accidentally put a curse on him that made his head fall off.
This is when you know she likes him.
Yeah. There we go.
If it's not before now, you definitely know now.
Yeah.
That she's trying to make him jealous, which obviously she can't.
Unless you were me as a 10-year-old boy and I had no idea. Until the very, like, last 30 seconds of the movie. I'm like, oh. Jealousy backfire.
Yeah.
She's smoking. Now, do y'all remember 86, 87?
The years?
Yeah.
Maria was like 3 years.
The summer?
Well, that's just when Beast was born. So I remember like music and stuff.
The summer between my third and fourth grade, summer of 86, I guess. Coming back to fourth grade, half the guys I knew had haircuts like his. Hmm. Which I thought, what? Where did this come from? What? And like just that mid-80s, suddenly the flat top just came back for like... 6 months, and it was huge. It was massive.
This is what I remember. I remember...
Oh, look what she's wearing. All business.
I remember the Beach Boys Kokomo. I remember Don't Worry, Be Happy. I remember Bananarama. See? It's all about the music for my memories in the 86-87.
So you don't remember Brilliant Mind by Furniture?
No.
We'll be hearing that later in the movie. Oh, Amanda. She's hoping for another DeLorean, maybe. So this was just right after Back to the Future. Well, a couple years after Back to the Future. Mm-hmm. Leah Thompson was the hot thing.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, the next movie she picked was Howard the Duck. It was going to be her big, huge movie.
I saw Howard the Duck in the theater. Do you remember? Really? We were in Panama.
I don't remember watching
yes.
it.
I remember there were some scandalous scenes in Howard
the Duck. I never saw Howard the Duck, strangely enough.
In the theater.
But it was one of the biggest flops up at that point. And so, like, the makers of this movie really wanted her to be in it. And so they kind of had a bargaining chip because it was like the day Howard the Duck came out and she was like having a nervous breakdown because she thought her acting career was over. So how they got her for this movie. Remember when I was hanging out with my brother and his friends trying to be cool? My brother's friend Gary said when watching the scene, just kind of like, you know, when the car doesn't start, I never hit the steering wheel. Do you? Did you ever hit the steering wheel?
When the car doesn't start.
It is kind of a movie thing.
That's what Marty does in Back to the Future.
Yeah.
What did you tell me about...
Eric Stoltz was going to be in Back to the Future instead of Marty. Kind of weird.
Oh, really?
Kind of
really?
Weird. Yeah. In fact, some of the long shots of him running around the mall, I think it's like Eric Stoltz. I heard that. We'll have to do Back to the Future,
funny.
Too.
No, well, Michael J is the only one.
Totally.
Michael J
totally.
Did awesome. No, that Leah married the director of this movie.
Oh, yeah. I found that out... On IMDb Trivia, it'll tell you. And plus, they tell you in the commentary. Because Leah Thompson and Howard Deutsch do the commentary. And about halfway through, they mention they get married. And I have a feeling they had a fight before they started the commentary. Because they said, hi, I'm Leah Thompson. Hi, I'm Howard Deutsch. And they just go into it. Just like they don't know each other. It seems like they may have had a fight. Ooh, drums. That's Hardy Jens. I'm sorry. I get pumped every time I see Hardy. Because he's an awesome villain. He's really close to Steph. I think it's really close.
It might be a tie.
Oh, speed bump. You don't remember this song from 86, do you?
Me here.
Want my earphones?
I can't hear it.
Miami Vice. I go crazy when I'm without you.
Oh, yeah. This one's familiar.
Yeah. Probably actually the most popular song in the movie, in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only one I can think of that was actually on the radio, with the exception of maybe one more. Oh, yeah. She looks really small there.
Well, she is a very tiny, tiny person.
They were just talking about her earrings. Did you know anybody who had diamond earrings in high school?
Yeah.
Really?
She got knocked up junior year. I'm not kidding.
The diamonds worked then.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Shane. See, the rich people, they feel like they can just drive on the left side of the road and park on the left side of the road and there'll be no consequences.
And her last name was Jones. Interesting.
Really?
She had a very Amanda Jonesy name.
You won't say what it is?
No.
I'm totally looking it up. A new boyfriend. Obviously, one date. That's the problem with dating in this. The one date means a huge deal. The whole school knows about it.
I guess so.
She has a new boyfriend. And the date itself does not help that... You know.
This girl's crazy.
Who drew that picture on the front? Candace Cameron?
You'd think that she'd be a little bit more sophisticated.
A little bit better. She knows about the four food groups and everything.
That's true. Maybe she saved it from a long time ago.
Very 80s phrase. For me to know and you to find out. When was the last time you heard that?
Oh, I still say that.
You're young. Did you have a school directory with everybody's number in it? Our school did.
No, we did. Yeah. I remember those. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess Buzzcut doesn't, or Flat Top doesn't know about that. Oh, he's working on the Amanda painting already.
This creepy painting.
Yeah. Oh, this is furniture. This is Brilliant Mind by Furniture. Oh. Yeah, that's what I mentioned.
Check out that boombox. Remember Melinda's boombox? That was awesome.
That was huge.
Melinda, our oldest sister. The person that who taught us everything about the 80s.
Oh, look, Hardy has a ring. He has a commit ring, too. He does have a right to be nervous. I mean, can you imagine painting a picture of Amanda Jones and Amanda Jones' boyfriend walks in?
Yeah, that's pretty creepy.
Yeah. Man, Keith has such a mop head. And look at Jen's hair. Can it be tamed? It looks just like Ben Stiller in Dodgeball. Like, is that thing poking
Yeah, up? That's pretty intense.
That's pretty silly. It wouldn't pass off now. He makes it work.
He's the brother in A River Runs Through It, right?
I was just going to say that. That's the only other thing I know him in.
Okay.
And he's the nice brother, huh? He's Brad Pitt's nice brother.
Yeah,
and he's
he
like,
does a great job in it.
And it's kind of weird because I think he has just a mean face. And so, like, the other stuff he's in, you know, he's supposed to be this nice guy. What are you looking at, honey?
What?
I'm just looking at all my toilet. You're looking at all Monica's products.
I'm just sorry.
Bumble
all right,
and
I'm focusing.
Bumble. I want to take an art class.
You should take watercolors.
Should I take watercolors?
Isn't that what you say you want to do?
Well, I'd probably rather take oils, but it's probably a lot more expensive. Watercolors is, like, probably more practical. Yeah. But I'd probably rather learn how to be more vibrant with oils. Or...
Yeah, I wouldn't want to paint with watercolors, I don't think.
And also, watercolors has the stigma of being for kids. Because, you know, Crayola watercolors.
You gotta get the oils so you can get the palette.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The italics.
And I can watch Bob Ross on, you know, PBS. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so what was just exchanged between these two?
Yeah, maybe we should talk about the movie.
Well, I'm like, did we...
Hardy just invited him to the party.
Yes.
He's like, I'm having a party.
That's right, that's right.
And yes. I talked to Amanda about it, and, you know, and Jesus. Keith is like, this is the March Violets. This is a real band, apparently.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. She looks like a transvestite.
Look at those brows.
Oh,
those are so
gosh.
80s.
Wow. That's amazing.
Think of all the money we would have saved, girl, if we were actually born, you know, teenagers in the 80s. Because we focus on the waxing.
So, yeah, do you think he would have, even as primped out as in the 80s, he would have saved more money in the 80s?
That's true.
You groom yourselves a lot more now?
I don't know. I mean, the ensembles and stuff.
So how did Watts just walk into the club? Is there, like, back doors that people know about?
She's that cool. Look
she
at her. She's
really
smoking.
Cool.
Come on.
Well, she knows all the people, you know, all of the bouncer types. Plus, maybe she plays gigs at this place or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I never thought of that. I love that Watts line. Did I miss something? Is there a new world order?
This is a very
Watts
ducky,
calls him out here.
Ducky type of scene where they're in the bar and she's getting all pissed.
I don't know. I don't know if there's like a scene cut, but you know, it's obvious that he's waiting for Amanda, but she's not showing up.
Mm-hmm, right.
He's just assuming. He's just like, oh, everything's cool. I'm waiting for her. And she's calling him out on reality here. And watch, she says something wrong here. She said, do you miss not being around me? Instead of, do you miss being around me?
Oh, that's true.
Oh, look, the drum actually says the March Violets right there. Or it almost looks like it says the Mars Volta. It shows the drum again. Mm-hmm. Oh, dang it. I may have missed it. I love how she makes the bet about her hands. See Mars Volta?
Mm-hmm.
It's all fuzzy. She really glossed up for this.
She's majorly glossed out.
I guess Keith is kind of a dunce to not understand what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, totally.
You know, maybe he does, but he's just so focused on Amanda that he's like, okay, well, that's the way it is.
She's pouring her heart out.
I mean, yeah, to say the only thing she cares about, but the only two people she cares about is herself and him.
Yeah. Well, see, right now, Keith is like, since he's so deluded with Amanda, he's like, well, at least she still has her drums. Ooh, is that Shane?
She's got kulaks.
What's a different girl? Check out those pants. He's just back from the links.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of jacket shirt he's wearing is very similar to the rayon shirt that I wore all through college that I lost.
Oh, he goes into the locker room.
He's seen it all. Nothing's phasing him.
You know, funny, that's what he says.
That's exactly what he says.
Yeah. Low life. What about his eyebrows?
Oh my
god. He's got March Violet's eyebrows.
Yeah, super thick.
What do you think of his chin, Maria?
His chin?
Yeah.
I haven't taken a good look.
I like the gym teacher in the other movie better.
That's right.
See, what I love about that is you could take it as in, hey, look, I've seen a naked chick before, or you can take it as in,
I've seen all of these chicks.
I love how he has two ends, but he held up one finger. He's suave. Her hair's pretty exploding.
This girl.
The great thing about my high school is there wasn't a freshman class. Or at least when I went to high school, there wasn't a freshman class. Then I moved into a high school with a freshman class. So I didn't actually go to high school until my sophomore year. I didn't have a freshman year.
Yeah.
And so
that's how they do it here in Utah, right? Or
it depends on the because I moved between cities in Utah, and I was in Draper, and you know high school started in 10th grade instead of 9th grade, and ninth grade is continuation of
that's the way.
But then when I moved down to Provo, high school starts in 9th grade. So it kind of depends on where you are. And 9th grade wasn't very fun, you know, still being in middle school because you're like, I want to go to high school now.
Yeah. And, ninth grade was still middle school.
And, you know, and be like these girls, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather be like these girls than still be in middle school being like those girls because they're like, oh, we're ruling the school.
Yeah.
You kind of have to have that time where you're like in something quickly.
So now she's all distraught.
And Hardy totally saw her. He's like, oh, she's not a threat.
Yeah.
I'll eliminate her like after I have my drink. Like, yeah, oh well. Hardy's brother knows. But then again, he probably doesn't care about her. He probably doesn't know she's Hardy's brother.
Yeah,
so.
He probably doesn't.
Yeah. So I love Keith's room. I've always wanted to have a room with like every square inch of the wall covered with something. Isn't that cool?
How is that not your room?
Well, there's a little more art, a little bit more organization. Obviously, a production designer did it.
Mm.
Look at that door and that pillar. We have to say something. It's weird how not everybody really knows the full story.
Yeah.
She only knows what Hardy said, and she only knows that Hardy was pressuring Amanda into doing this. She kind of jumped the gun with the whole, you know, it's a joke with you and Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
There comes a time in every annoying sister's life when she finally decides to stop bugging her brother.
I'm sorry for everything.
Okay, now we're feeling sorry for him, but then we're like, oh yeah, you're a psycho. Look what you're doing.
Yeah, it's scary.
It is.
I don't like that
if
at all.
If you stop and think about it, he's painting portraits of her.
I don't like her about that at all.
This song's on the soundtrack too. What is this? Oh, she's got a Jim Morrison thing. She should have a Robbie Krieger, whoever the drummer of the Doors was, or whatever.
So is that just how she's trained? She just listens to the music?
I suppose. Look how she bothered to actually soundproof her room. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
There's that foam back there. Boy, she's sweating.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a Flashdance kind of sweater on.
Almost.
Yeah, it's not... It's wide.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fashion that came out after Flashdance, the wide fashion, but it's mm-hmm. not actually ripped.
Yeah.
Mom, do you have two bathrooms in here?
Just one.
And it's in this room?
Well, the door goes into the other bedroom.
Oh, okay. So oh, that's cool. That's nice.
Yeah.
I wonder how that applies to the scene. We're in like a really serious dramatic scene.
Well, and I was just about to say, why would you want to go to the party? I mean, I guess I could see it both ways. He wants to go to be like, I'm not afraid of you. I'm still going to come to this party. You know, I'm still in high school too. But then again, it's like, well, why even show up? Like, why do you even want to deal with that? I mean, I've been to plenty of parties that you go just because you feel like you need to be social, but you're going and you know the people there, the people even hosting it even, you don't want to hang out with. You know they don't want to hang out with you, and you just go because everyone's going, and everyone's piling in the car and going. And I think there's a certain, I mean, I can understand that, but then there's a certain point when it's just like, enough, you can't do that.
Might as well have an enjoyable night.
Right.
This is great here, because he has no idea what's going on. You always hurt the ones you love. And he realizes the humor in it, but then he's like, musing, I should beat the shit out of Amanda Jones. Man with confidence now. Look at him go.
Mm-hmm.
He actually tucked in.
Mm-hmm. I think that's so lame.
What's she wearing? She's got a different bolo now. See, that's all business. Look
does
at that.
Does she have the bolo on too?
Everybody does.
My gosh.
Except Keith.
And what is up with this whole thing?
This is hilarious. So girly. The girl on the
but
left.
It's so girly, but I mean, yes, the character, you'd only see chicks pulling something like this.
Mm-hmm.
But Monica, in mm-hmm. real life, mm-hmm. do you know any girls that would act like that?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I mean, it's just not... I mean, it's a stereotypical, oh, the chicks would do this. Chicks don't do this.
Well...
Maybe there are
bad
chicks that
would.
Do, though.
I mean...
Like, ignoring stuff, like, pretending?
Yeah.
That's awful.
Like, it's a kind of a chick stereotype.
Things can get
yeah,
catty.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
The other girl, not Shane, I think she was in the OC playing Seth's dad's temptation, like...
Oh.
Like possible affair, but it didn't happen. I
of
think
course not.
I think that's the woman.
I could see it happening in like junior high.
Oh wow, look how cool he is. But maybe not. Look at that V-neck. Yeah. It goes down to like his belly button. And then he has the golf shorts on. Or the golf pants on.
Ooh, and he does the...
And the head cock.
The head cock with the...
Kiss off
the
thing.
Kiss.
See, and this is where we feel sorry for Amanda.
We do?
Well, we're supposed to.
Oh.
I mean, I kind of do. I know you don't, because, I mean, you have far more principles than Amanda ever had. Amanda kind of, she went back on, the whole point, and she mentions it, she went back on her principles, and she kind of gave in to this horrible situation. And you really don't have very much respect for that, and I can see that.
Well, I mean, yes, I feel bad she's having to learn this lesson, but is she really learning the lesson? That's the thing. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that she's learning the lesson. I believe if they would take her back, she'd go.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not convinced.
Well, I'm just wondering right now. Okay, she just broke up with her friends. Does she still have the earrings?
Oh.
I hope she does. That'd be awesome.
Nice.
Great attitude, Watts. Yeah. It's like, I don't want big boobs.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for you girls, because I... Like, if you don't have big boobs, it's kind of annoying. But if you do, it's kind of annoying. So what do?
Yeah.
You know, you're cursed either way, right?
I don't know. You have to have pretty big boobs for them to be annoying.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, girl?
They gotta be pretty big.
I don't know. I mean, it depends what annoying is. Sometimes, you know, it's just like... You know, lying on your stomach is a little bit uncomfortable. But then there's the annoying, like, oh, I'm having back problems.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, the back problems. You gotta have pretty big boobs for that.
But, I mean, like, even mildly big boobs, you can't really lie on your stomach very easily. So I hear. I don't know.
I'm of the
It's been a while since I've had boobs.
That the smaller, the better.
Really?
Only because I fall into the small category. That's just because of,
it's
like,
because you're running all the time?
Yeah, that too.
And because I love to sleep on my stomach, actually. That's a good point.
See, yeah,
but,
I can't do that.
As Paris Hilton once said, clothes fit you so much better whenever you have small boobs.
That's true.
Really?
That's so true. Yes. Yeah.
Weren't you just complaining about how, like... Not just that dress you tried on it.
Well, certain
at
dresses.
That one place, you're like, oh my gosh, it's totally tight here. I can't wear this. I've never.
My
chest
my
has
boobs
never been
were
big.
Coming. Yeah, they were. My bosoms were coming out. Right. That's what
I
it
can't
is
believe
at that
I didn't
point.
See this.
No, but see, and yes, and if I and I, you know, subscribers can't see me, but I don't have huge boobs. But if they were smaller, that would have fit perfectly.
Yeah, seriously.
But I honestly couldn't breathe, and it was like flowing over. It was, it didn't fit because of my chest. It
sounds glorious.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe we're already to this part. Monica, here's
oh,
your
part. Oh,
yeah,
this is
my
favorite.
We've been talking about boobs.
This is my favorite part. Because I think it's a really, really good kiss.
It is great.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another one of those... You know how I was talking about in Pretty in Pink, how when Ducky came in and did the... And sang Otis Redding, how much I love that. It's just little things like that make me love Pretty in Pink. This scene is, you know, this great thing that they just threw into this movie that doesn't necessarily... I mean, they have a flashback that's kind of important, but it's just a cute scene that's just... If anybody has seen this movie, I think they just love this scene.
I think that it was... I think... I love that they put it in, though, because it illustrates... It's kind of a thing that illustrates how much he actually is maybe, like, unconsciously into her, too. Because he, like, totally gets into it.
He would never... Yeah. If a guy thought a girl was disgusting, I don't even care how... I mean, I know guys are guys and they can get it whenever they can. But I don't even think that he would kiss her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. In the back of Keith's mind, he's like... You know, I've got a tomboy for a best friend, but at least she's smoking hot.
Yeah. I think she realizes.
Here's a question. She goes, where do you put your hands? He goes, it depends. And she goes, it doesn't depend. They go on your hips. What do you think of that? Does it depend, or do the hands go on your hips?
Oh, I don't know if I agree with that. I think it does depend.
I don't mind the hips. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
But, I mean, sure.
This song is great, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It's Stephen Duffy. He was the original singer for Duran Duran before they ever had a record. Before their first CD ever came out. Not that they had a CD when they first came out. Mm-hmm. But his only other song is another song called Kiss Me, which like has lyrics from the Song of Solomon. And then this song, She Loves Me, which is just about kissing. So the only two songs he was ever famous for were just songs about kissing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. That was more than just one kiss. That was a little session going on there.
I know, because they both were totally getting into it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember when I saw the original Siskel and Ebert with this movie where they... I remember this from 87. It was that scene they showed. Mm. And I remember thinking, because it seemed like a really intense kiss to me when I was a kid. I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah. Look, he's totally like, he's going near her butt.
It was an intense kiss. I love that scene. And she like pushes him away.
Here's the Rolling Stones version of the Amanda Jones song.
Ah, yeah. Showing Amanda getting ready.
Oh, her hair never looked that good in the rest of the movie.
It's true.
Funny 80s big hair. Now, you know.
Oh, look at all the clips.
Look at that.
Tell me you don't wash your face with your shampoo in the shower.
Do you do that? I can tell you that.
You do? You do
now,
that?
No, actually, you know, with my shampoo, I usually reapply the shampoo to different hairy parts of my body. I'm like, I figure it's for hair, so.
Oh, jeez. Did you see that little tattoo she covered up?
I know. For the longest time, I wondered what that was.
What, little star?
Yeah, it's a little star. I didn't realize it was a tattoo. I'm like, do girls... Is she putting on fragrance or something?
No, but she's putting on concealer.
Yeah, she's putting on concealer. I'm like, I'm an idiot.
I'd like to know what concealer she's using that would be strong enough to cover up a tat.
But look, they have it on the cover, her star.
Yeah, she's got her star on the cover. Yeah. Oh, look, and look at the cover for Some Kind of Wonderful. This new collector's edition of Some Kind of Wonderful, the cover sucks compared to the old one. And I made this point with Pretty in Pink, too. They suck when they re-release them because they don't have the original cover art. The original cover art is awesome. My brother had a big poster, Some Kind of Wonderful, in his room. It was
sweet. Really?
Yeah. It was that. It was right there. This looks blocked right there when they're...
Yeah.
Okay, just give me one shot of you turning your head. Suddenly I'm taken out of the movie. I've never had someone do this to me. Is it very painful?
It gets hot.
Yeah.
You just don't know what's coming, so...
He's like gonna get out a shotgun from police, from Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the girls are ready, Keith. You better get a move on.
Mm-hmm. He just air dries. That's okay.
It looks like he's wearing one of Morrissey's shirts, huh?
Yeah. He said he got him at Target.
Those onks. See, I didn't have a bunch of onks in my room. And frozen yogurt pictures.
Mm. How much money is this?
I don't think we established how much it is. Oh, wait. Here's the one that really counts coming up. Ah, yes. We can now have a PG-13 movie.
I never knew that he said that.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I've always watched this on TV, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
I couldn't ever imagine my father yelling at me like that. That would be basically impossible.
How about your mom?
No, not even my mom like that.
Well, she certainly wouldn't swear like that. Wow. What in the world? There's a basketball in Keith's room?
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, someone dropped the ball on that. Yeah. And, no pun intended.
And, what is it? And a, not column, but what are those?
The ionic column? Like
no, the column, the, what the basketball was on top of it.
The pedestal?
Is it column?
Yeah, it's a column.
Isn't it a column?
Yeah. SNL did that skit with
yeah, columns.
Yeah, columns.
Columns with Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
We've got this one or that one.
Mm-hmm. Or this one.
Okay, okay, I love this part right here. Where he says he's not cool. Like the reasons he's not cool, I think, are very interesting. I like art. I work in a gas station. My best friend's a tomboy. These things don't fly well in the American school.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool guy, I think. I mean, like the guy in my high school who was into art, who worked at a gas station, and who had the smoking hot tomboy best friend. Is he really that unpopular?
No, he would have been cool. You're right.
Yeah. I like art. That's not cool. Art was cool in high school. I think, I don't know if Keith did that good of a job diffusing it, because it doesn't make any sense. He's like, it's gone, college is your dream, and now suddenly he goes, look, I'm going to replace the money. I'm going to, you know, I'm not stupid, even though that's the opposite of what he said before.
Right.
And I mean, gosh, Dad had a really great point. So your whole point is impressing this girl with money. It really kind of comes down to that. It says more that he's impressing her with money than